This is the Center for Human Services podcast. Stay tuned as we share a glimpse into our mission, life beyond limitations, and the incredible people that help individuals develop their skills to overcome physical, mental, and financial challenges across Missouri. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Episode 4, Part 2 of the Center for Human Services Sheraton Valley Association podcast with Mike Hartman. Today, we will dive deeper into the disability services field and how our missions align.
Are there any misunderstandings that people that aren't in this service field may think?
Well, I think one thing for us, and it's hard when you got to go to hospitals and stuff like that, like emergency rooms, people think you're like a nursing home. So they're like, they'll discharge the folks. They'll be like, oh, they have nursing. I'm like, no, they live in their own home. They're their own person. They don't have a lot of staffing, you know, and they go, but this person's, you know, in a wheelchair. This person can't see. And I'm like, I understand, but and that's why I think the main thing for me is trying to help people understand that how you want to live your life is exactly how the people you support want to live their lives too. And there is no difference. Like, and that's why I like to tell people, it's like, you know, you don't have to ask me questions. This person can talk for themselves. This individual knows what they want. Matter of fact, they know better what they want than what I do. You know, I think people sometimes think, oh, like you go to a restaurant, so you go to doctor's appointments. A lot of times the doctor will talk to you and I'm like, well, this is what I think, but you may want to ask that person because they don't think that they understand things the way that I think everybody else does.
These direct support professionals in our industry, they're some of the most critical pieces
Absolutely.
Of the puzzle that are supporting these clients.
Because they know, because they've been with them. They're there with them 40, 50, 60 hours a week. Yeah. You know, because like I said, I've been a part-time DSP, full-time. I've worked all kind of hours in my PM role with COVID. Even before COVID, I work in the programs. I mean, we take over. I mean, so we have to make sure that they're well supplied, because a happy staff member means the individuals are happy, which means goals and things are being met, because that's what it is. You're that very integral part. Like, I think we used to have these t-shirts made where it had like where it was one person on top and two people underneath. Everybody was holding up everybody. And we would say that the individuals were on the top and the staff hold them up and we mm-hmm. hold the staff up. And so we're all supporting each other. And that's the way I know our company runs. And from looking at it, I can tell from what I've seen so far, I believe that's the way your company runs as well. And I'm excited about how we're going to work together to make that even better.
I agree with that. And it takes a team to make everything
yes.
run cohesively, and the support you need from not just those direct support professionals, but from your management staff, from your administration. Everyone is a critical piece to that puzzle to
yes.
hold up and to support that client. Over your span of being at CVA, what is the biggest change that you've probably seen over the years?
Beyond the amount of people that we support, because when I first started here, we've almost tripled the amount of individuals that we supported since I started here, which is in 2007. The biggest thing is, one, we went more to using technology mm-hmm. To support individuals. We use technology to support over 30% of the individuals
wow.
that we support. Which is one of the highest, actually maybe more than that now. We use remote supports. That's where there's no staffing for a certain amount of time. We have like door sensors or ring alarms that you can actually use to help support somebody to do that. And that's what I love about Sheraton Valley. We find that support. We step away from what we really think in our thought process and look at that individual and say, as a team, and part of that team is the case management and the guardian and all those members of the team, the doctors. What is the best support? And is this the best support? Is this going to be a good support for this person? If so, okay, then how can we do it? And then with a good plan in place, you see a lot of wins. And that's when you get excited by it, when you see the wins from people. So,
well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining me on the Center for Human Services podcast. I look forward to collaborating with the CVA team in the future. Again, thank you all for listening and stay tuned for the next episode.